two Mexican soldiers injured by bombs dropped from cartel drones. By Cartel Chronicles on January 30, 2022. One of the world's most violent drug cartels injured two Mexican army soldiers by using drones to drop explosives on them. The drone attack comes as two main drug cartels fight for control of Michoacán's drug production territories and drug trafficking routes. The drone attack took place near the town of Tepalcatepec, a region where gunmen from an alliance of local cartels and self-defense groups called Carteles Unidos have been fighting to keep out gunmen from Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG. According to information released by Michoacán state authorities, police arrested two men in connection with the case. While authorities did confirm that two soldiers were injured in the explosion, they have tried to avoid officially confirming the drone attack. They also denied other confrontations in the region. Al momento hay dos detenidos probablemente relacionados con estos hechos. Dos militares están heridos, quienes reciben atención médica. Los tres órdenes de gobierno exhortan a la ciudadanía a denunciar cualquier actividad delictiva al 9-1-1-8-9. Hashtag honestidad y trabajo pic.twitter.com/5nnslf9x. SSP Michoacán, at @Seguridad_Mitch, January 30, 2022. The soldiers attempted to take over some roadblocks set up along some of the main roads in the region. The soldiers removed the roadblock, but then CJNG gunmen began dropping IEDs on them, military sources revealed to Breitbart, Texas. Additional conflicts took place in the towns nearby where locals tried to run off military forces by throwing rocks at them and trying to physically assault them. A video from the event captured the action as soldiers resort to throwing rocks in an attempt to keep the locals back. Profunda tristeza ver como mi ejército hecho _fam_gnc defiende a pedradas en el bajuco de Tepalcatepec. Lo lamento mucho. At @GN_Mexico_@CarlosLoretetXeniat Lalares Marin at Yareri Sancha Claudio Oco at Rafael Quartz 1 pic.twitter.com/simxp7. Ignacio Martinez, at Ignatiums, January 30, 2022. Through social media accounts, some of the locals claim the military attacked them. Así es como el ejército mexicano apunta a pobladores de Tepalcatepec todo esto por el abuelo Farias al momento GTA Michoacán pic.twitter.com/C8IBOT7L. Noche Realidad Urbana LP, at LP_Chingones, January 30, 2022. The clashing with cartel gunmen and the civil unrest comes in the middle of the cartel turf war at a time when Mexico's government is claiming that violence is decreasing. Editor's note, Breitbart, Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart, Texas cartel chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.